This is URN Sport.
So both the men's team and the women's volleyball team claimed 3-0 victories over Trent in last year's varsity series. How confident would you say you are of securing a same result?
100%.
Definitely 100%.
Yeah, it's like walk in the park, really. So
walk in the park, wow. Yeah. Very confident then. So the Nottingham Trent team, have you been watching how they've been doing at all, or have you just been focused on your own team?
Recently, we're kind of focused on our own, aren't we?
We're more focusing on our gameplay than competition. Like we said, not a threat.
It's not really a competition. So,
yeah.
Well, the women's Trent team incidentally finished second in their division, but that's the Midlands 2A. And I know that you play in the Premier North. That's right.
Yeah.
So there's quite a big difference in quality, you could say.
Definitely.
Is it a case of like David versus Goliath, would you say?
Yeah, would you? Yeah,
I would.
There is a big gap, so it's pretty obvious that we're obviously the better team.
Do you think, though, maybe that the fact that they've had quite a successful season, that could play a part, because they could be quite confident going into the game?
They could, but again, I'm more confident in our team.
Yeah, like, I think ours is pretty headstrong. Like, we know where...
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they do the coaches, so...
How would you say your season's gone then so far this season?
I think it's gone really well, especially with the recent results with varsity.
Like, we're definitely improving. Like, this is probably one of the best years in volleyball that we've had. So,
yeah, I agree.
Definitely getting there.
Yeah. Would you say there's any difference playing in the varsity matches and the normal league and cup matches that you have? Added pressure or anything?
It's a lot more intense, definitely.
Yeah, you have to be more on the ball.
So you say you've got a lot of team spirit. You got very confident
definitely.
As a group.
Yeah, definitely.
For a lot of the matches, we have it now live streaming on Facebook, and a lot of people do watch it.
Yeah, a lot of people like it as well, and it's amazing as well with the dongles and stuff.
Yeah.
So
just a lot of support from everyone and stuff. So.
Yeah. Do you think as well? I know that you're one of the first fixtures in this year's varsity. Do you think that adds any sort of pressure at all? With because it's going to maybe set a mark of how the rest of the varsity will go. If you get a win, then maybe people will be more confident. Or if you were to lose, then do you think that could have an impact?
I think if there's a win, you can reflect it from all the other teams. Everyone else is we want to get there. When we say thirds, want to be in a few years, they want to be a varsity as well, or seconds, they want to improve. And
it's an inspiration for the whole team, I say, seeing varsity do so well, and it pushes everyone to challenge themselves.
Yeah,
it certainly has for both of us.
Yeah, definitely. And if say we don't win anything, it's just they pick it back up so much, the next game and stuff, that it's an inspiration to see, it doesn't matter, if you get knocked back down for one match or one set or whatever, get yourself into training, pick yourself back up and do well in the next one, so.
Just a quick question as well on the Super Wednesday structure. I know you're not part of it, but I was wondering if you had any thoughts on maybe if the uni could do anything to change that, because obviously... I was talking before with the president of the Wheelchair Basketball Society team, and they were saying that they thought it would be better if it was more spread out, because a lot of the sports that are on Super Wednesday maybe don't get as much attention as sports volleyball and football and things like that. Do you think they should change the structure of
maybe
Super Wednesday?
I saw there's a lot of different sports in Super Wednesdays. Maybe I can understand why they would bring stuff together, but at the same time I feel there's a bit too much.
Yeah.
So maybe split it in half and have a bit more, maybe just two or three in one day or something.
Probably adopt our dongle.
Maybe have two or three instead of five or six or seven in one day, just because a lot of people want to see a lot of things, so it's not very practical.
Yeah. It'd be better for the other sports as well, rather than cram it all in and give other sports a fair share.
Yeah.
And I think finally, you've said obviously that you're 100% confident that you're going to win. How confident are you that University of Nottingham can make it six varsities in a row?
Pretty easy, I'd say.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
I feel like the uni is quite a dongle. Do you mean everyone just works together and
Yeah.
Yeah.